This is BBC Radio 4. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday the 8th of April. There are warnings of gales in Trafalgar, Rockall, Hebrides, Bailey, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low North Trafalgar 1003, expected South West Trafalgar 1007 by 1800 Wednesday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cira. Southerly or southeasterly, 5 to 7, occasionally 4 at first in north at Cira, perhaps gale 8 later. Fair, then occasional rain, moderate or good. South at Cira, 40s. Southeasterly, mainly 4 to 6, but 3 at first in eastern south at Cira. Mainly fair, then occasional rain, moderate or good. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Southeast 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, except in Dogger. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight. Southeast 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. Humber, Thames. East or southeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. East 3 to 5 at first in Dover and White, otherwise variable 3 or less, increasing 4 at times. Fog patches later in Plymouth. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later in Plymouth. Biscay. Variable, mainly northeast 2 to 4. Showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar. Cyclonic 3 to 5 in east, but 6 to gale 8 in west, occasionally severe gale 9 in west. Rain or thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. South Fitzroy, cyclonic, mainly northeasterly 4 to 6, decreasing 3 at times. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. North Fitzroy, Sole, northeasterly becoming cyclonic in west 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in North Fitzroy. Rain at times, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southeasterly 4 or 5 at first in northeast Irish Sea, otherwise variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Occasional drizzle, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shannon, variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 4 to 6. Rain later, moderate or good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. West or southwest 4 to 6, backing south or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 except in Malin. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroe, Faroes. Southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, decreasing 4 for a time, then occasionally gale 8 in west Faroes. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland, southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Now we have the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southwest 3, slight drizzle, 1 mile, 1017, rising more slowly. Stornoway, south by west 4, slight rain, 5 miles, 1015, rising more slowly. Lerwick, south by east 6, mist, 5 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Wake Automatic, south by east 4, slight rain, 4 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Aberdeen, south 3, 7 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Lookers, east-southeast 2, 7 miles, 1019, now falling. Boomer, south by east 4, 6 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Bridlington, southeast by south 4, 1023, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east by north 4, 5 miles, 1023. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, east-northeast 4, 5 miles, 1021. Jersey, south by east 3, 19 miles, 1019, rising. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east 2, 1019. Scilly Automatic, northeast by east 2, mist, 3 miles, 1020, rising more slowly. Milford Haven, south-southwest 1, mist, 5 miles, 1020, rising more slowly. Aberporth, south 3, 19 miles, 1020, rising more slowly. Valley, south by west 2, 8 miles 1020, rising more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southeast 3, 9 miles 1020, rising more slowly. Valentia, north northwest 2, 9 miles 1021, rising. Ronaldsway, northeast 1, recent rain, 15 miles 1020, rising more slowly. Malin Head, southwest by west 4, 8 miles 1019, rising. Machrahanish Automatic, southeast by east 3, slight rain, 7 miles 1018, rising more slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Tuesday the 7th of April. The general situation. The United Kingdom will lie between two areas of low pressure and two areas of high pressure for most of Wednesday, giving light and variable breezes for much of the time. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6 at first and east. Otherwise, variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain at first. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 2 to 4 at first in St Andrews Bay and Firth of Forth. Otherwise, south or southeast 4 to 6. Veering south or southwest 3 to 5. Occasional rain at first. Good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southeast 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4, veering southwest 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southeast 4 or 5, decreasing 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Mainly fair. Good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first and north, becoming variable 2 at times later, then veering southerly later. Fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, easterly or northeasterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, east 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less. Fair, good, occasionally moderate later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable, becoming mainly northwest later, 3 or less, increasing 4 at times. Fog patches later in west. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later in west. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable, 3 or less, becoming west 2 to 4 later. Fog patches later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable 3 or less, occasionally 4 at first, becoming south or southwest 3 or 4 later. Fog patches later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5 at first, except near North Wales. Otherwise, variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4 later in north. Occasional drizzle and fog patches developing. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Isle of Man. South or southwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Occasional rain and drizzle for a time, with fog patches developing. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. South, veering north or northwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then south 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain at first, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then southerly 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain at first, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then south or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later near Tyree. Rain and fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Occasional rain, but becoming fair for a time. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles. south 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5, then occasionally 6 again later. Occasional rain, but becoming fair for a time later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. That completes the shipping bulletin and indeed our schedule of programmes for another day. As always, at this point, we'll hand over to the BBC World Service shortly to take us through the night, beginning with the latest news in just a moment. Caroline Nicholls will be here bright and early to open up Radio 4 again for the new day at 5 o'clock. On Radio 4 Extra, in just a moment, Imelda Staunton plays a detective on the trail of a murderer. In an atmospheric thriller from the mid-90s, Julie Enfield investigates. It's part of Radio 4 Extra's Whodunit series of murder mysteries. And on Radio 3 right now, a performance by Angela Hewitt of Ravel's Piano Concerto in G with the Polish National Radio Symphony Orchestra. John Shea is hosting Through the Night on Radio 3. Thanks for being with us tonight here on Radio 4. This is Ron Brown at Broadcasting House in London. From me, tonight's newsreader Tina Ritchie, and everyone working here and across the BBC, both at home and abroad, a very good night.
You're listening to the newsroom from the BBC World Service with me, Will Chalk. This was supposed to be the deadline, the time Donald Trump said he was going to destroy the entire civilization of Iran. But in the past couple of hours, the US president has said he'll hold off for 2 weeks. Here is some of what he said on social media, voiced by one of our producers.
The reason for doing so is that we have already met and exceeded all military objectives and are very far along with the definitive agreement concerning long-term peace with Iran and peace in the Middle East. We received a 10-point proposal from Iran and believe it is a workable basis on which to negotiate.
As for Iran, it has agreed to reopen the Strait of Hormuz as long as the attacks against it stop. Analysis from our correspondents around the globe about what this means for the war and where we go from here, coming up after the latest world news.
BBC News with Chris Barrow. Iran says it's agreed to a 2-week ceasefire with the United States after Donald Trump called off his threat of imminent massive strikes on the country, subject to the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. The US leader's announcement on Truth Social came an hour before a deadline he'd set. With the latest, here's Tom Bateman.
The Post seems to suggest that after more than 5 weeks of war and an extraordinary, unprecedented escalation in rhetoric by the President of the United States, including threats that if followed through would amount to war crimes, Mr. Trump appears to be saying that the US has, or is close to, winning. Reopening the Strait of Hormuz was a war aim that did not exist when he started the war, but he says that Iran has presented a 10-point proposal. The degree to which he will be able to claim his objective, that the regime won't ever develop a nuclear weapon, is still far from clear.
The Iranian Foreign Minister, Abbas Araghchi, has confirmed that safe passage